Morning.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning, Roxana. Ricardo, how are you?
Good, and yourself? How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. So, what's on your mind? What have you been doing? And we had a big assignment. Did you get it done?
No, we did not. No.
Okay.
No, I mean, to be very honest, we're not living in our home. I haven't been there for 2 weeks. I had spent a day between, thyroid ultrasounds and echocardiograms. I had to take my son to a rheumatologist specialist, and then I'm going to have to go to infectious disease, and then I had to spend a day getting blood work for him, and it's just been like one thing after another. So the supernova part of it, of the clients, are going incredibly well. We had a call yesterday with one of our top clients. They're just so happy, you know, when things are moving along, we're going to start the planning with the, but the acquisition, we're not doing well, no. I'm just being very honest. We have meetings lined up. We have a meeting lined up with Ron Friedman, a COI. I've reached out to Charlie a couple of times because he was going to introduce us to the PI attorneys. And I reached out to him twice, but haven't. He said he would, and I'm going to give him some time. He hasn't gotten back to us. But that's where we are right now.
So is everything going okay health-wise with your son?
So far, he's tested. His TPO levels are elevated for thyroid, which means that thyroid antibodies, which mean that it indicates like Hashimoto's or Graves' disease. But you know, of course, they have to rule out other things. So, you know, I have to, when he gets a fever again, I have to take him to have a lupus test and some other immune functioning thing. You know, he said it's not rheumatoid arthritis is what the doctor told me when he looked at him and he checked him. And he says most likely it's not going to be anything, you know, bad. However, you know, we have to go through the process. He was out sick yesterday, and then the nurse just called me right now, right when I have to run. I told her I can't right now, that I have to go get him because she's been strongly encouraging me. The folks that we're staying with, the dad is a ER pediatrician.
Pediatric.
So he looked at his throat and said this is, he diagnosed it, and he said, this is not strep, this is what it is, so that I don't have to spend the time running to the doctor. But the nurse at the school just called me and told me I have to pick him up and I have to take him to the doctor to have a strep test done. So as soon as we're done here, I'm going to have to run back out, go get him, and take him to get a strep. But, yeah, no, we're still doing testing, and we'll see. You know, I have faith that everything will be okay.
Okay. How old is he?
He is 7 years old.
Okay. Breaks your heart.
Yeah.
Very hard.
I mean,
yeah, breaks your heart. It's just, you know, it's just hard.
But you just you don't want him to miss school. You don't want him to be sick at all. And, you know, or even me have to, you know, take the time to go and... But, you know, it could be a lot worse. So I'm actually grateful that, you know, he's going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Magic of, you know, modern medicine is modern, but it's not infallible. I mean, it's very challenging when you've got a disease that's hard to diagnose. And immune system diseases are tough.
Right.
So anyway, I'm going to get you off a speaker because I got a guy mowing the lawn near here.
That's okay.
There you go.
So yeah, we were actually embarrassed, and we were trying to reschedule, but fate has us together here in this call.
yeah, fine. I mean, it's okay. What do you need help on right now? Anything come up in your brain that says other than medical help?
We need help, and I think it's something that Rick and I need to sit down, and we need help to just sit down and organize ourselves, where we are, the 1242 is running smoothly, but where we are with everything else, make a list and start tackling everything. And that's so that we can then move forward and, you know, it's like how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time and then just start tackling
right.
one thing at a time.
All right, so let's spend some time, a little bit of time prioritizing then. What do you have on your list? What do you have to do?
Hold on. Sure. Give me 1 second. I'm just grabbing it right now.
Okay.
Okay. We have the... Yeah, the mastermind, the niche, you know, we've already done, but we still need to fine-tune it. COIs, we have already a few in hand, but we need to fine-tune that as well.
We need to develop more COIs.
More COIs. The five-star model, you know, we need to really sit down and, for instance, Rick being in charge of the financial planning, you know, things that we need to improve on. Areas that, you know, the goals. Well, he's going to be working with the financial planning specialist here at the office, which they have a goal of within the next few months of 15 plans that have to be run. So that's...
Yeah, I met with her yesterday. We went through the training and everything. We spent like 3 hours yesterday doing all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to supernova all of our investments.
Yeah.
You know, we have to go back and supernova all of our investments. From a marketing standpoint, you know, I've been doing the LinkedIn, but really, and I'm working with the technology specialist with helping me with our website, social media presence. But I like to see if we can get newsletters and things like that that we can order and things that we can, you know, just from a branding perspective.
Right.
And then from a leadership perspective, I need to start scheduling, you know, after we fine-tune the five-star model and all of that, I need to make sure that I have the game board. I got it months ago, but that we're keeping track of it, that we're really making everyone accountable to what we need to be doing.
Okay, so if you're going to rank them, okay, I think that's about 10 things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got 8 things. So if you're going to rank them in order of urgent and important, how would you rank them?
Me, myself, I would rank them, I would do the five-star model first because I think that would be like the core of our team and our structure. And then from there, we would go back and work on, and Rick, tell me what your thoughts are, too.
Go ahead to finish.
I was going to say then I would do the, you know, the niche and the mastermind after that, after the five-star model. And then once all of that is set up, then we can tackle, you know, investments and everything else.
Yeah. I agree about the organization, but I just think that we need to, you know, like Nicholas said about, you know, just spending half an hour a day just on acquisition.
Okay.
That is, whether it's niche or COI or mastermind or, you know, set that time.
On the calendar.
And I agree the organization because right now, you know, we still do have some clients that are not on Supernova. Sorry, I had to put a pull in.
But there's not too many.
And, you know,
most of them.
There's not too many.
No.
Excuse me, there's not too many. But with RMDs and everything like that at year end, it's causing a lot of busy work.
And the 24-month calendar goes along with that.
The 24-month.
But that we're working with, Nicholas has a set up, I don't know what you would call it, like a
mastermind group for Supernova.
Right. Exactly. And we're working on together. We're all going to develop a 24-month calendar and then also bring in folks to give us to do some training on areas that we feel, you know, we can be more knowledgeable on, like you know, trust, like different types of trust and just, you know, different areas, life insurance. So that we're going to do with our mastermind group.
Good. So that's going to take care of itself. Okay. So just thinking about the business, right? You got the first thing, the most important thing is to do your 1242 calls, right?
Right, which we're doing. We're doing
right.
well.
Okay. The second would be to solve any problems that come up from the 1242 problems, right? 1242s. So call 1242s. 2-1. Two would be to solve problems. And at the same time, solve problems and do business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Business or any other issues that come up on the 1242s. So those are all getting done, right? So next would be to meet with your centers of influence. They should be on the calendar.
Okay.
Okay? So that should be just like your 1242s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so they're not a once in a while, if I get a chance, you know, down the line priority. That's as important as it is to meet with your clients. So that should be monthly. And how many are there right now at Centers of Influence?
COIs, I have Levinson, Friedman, Charles Vedes.
That's about it.
That's about it. We have three COIs.
And how about you, Rick? Ricardo?
So that's so the
one
Friedman
each and one together.
Yeah.
Okay. One each and one together. That's three. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just put them on the calendar. Not a big problem. Not a big challenge. You can do that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that needs to be agreed upon by them, just like you would a client meeting. They're probably clients anyway, but this is a separate meeting. Okay. And we have not built the mastermind group, right?
That was Rick.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, that's not urgent. That's okay. It can be. The LinkedIn prospecting. Don't worry about the branding thing. Okay.
Okay.
Just focus on networking.
Got it.
Okay. So you just want to, and that's a marketing thing where you're, you know, I just had a guy, had a person sell their business, and the guy went to that person on LinkedIn to see who they were connected to and found somebody they knew and asked for an introduction. Okay. So that's the idea. If you see some news in the paper, you can go to that person and see if there's a connection to your LinkedIn. So the most important thing for you to do LinkedIn-wise is to connect to lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which I've
so
been
that's
doing 100.
Great.
Yeah. But Roxana, one point on that. I think what Rob is stressing is look for people that have mutual connections to make an introduction, or you're just going out and, like, basically cold calling. Via LinkedIn.
Got it. Yeah, that's correct. That is what I'm doing. So mutual connections with me.
Yeah, a mutual connection with where some event is going on that you'd like to meet that person, and you do it through LinkedIn. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay,
so that's more important than the branding. Don't worry about writing the articles or you can repost, which is really easy to do.
Yep. Yep. And they started it's called Hearsay, and you can actually do campaigns, and I have campaigns going out through March, multiple campaigns.
Okay, that's good, as long as they don't take a lot of time, okay?
No, this is something that automatically, the new Hearsay program automatically posts them for you. So you just click of a button, and they'll post them periodically for you.
Oh, that's great, okay. Okay, so you don't need to do the game board yet. I mean, that's okay.
Okay.
I would meet, though. okay? You guys, even though you live together, you're not meeting enough.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't lived together for 2 weeks.
We've been apart for 2 weeks now.
No, that's terrible. Okay, so you need to meet 10 minutes every day, okay? At least, every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, and then you got to have those once a week meetings on marketing and results.
Okay.
And just do it. Just make. You don't need a game board to do that. You just meet.
Okay.
So you got your agenda, and you got your the 5-star model is on Fridays or Thursday afternoons, and the acquisition game board is on Mondays, okay? So you meet every Monday and say, okay, how'd we do?
Right.
We have 3 centers of influence. Can we get one more? You know, we've had, and you also should put your niches right on, make a folder up for your niches and put it into your scheduler.
Okay.
Okay. So they pop up once a month, even if it just means you spend an hour on that niche, thinking about it, okay, working on it. You want to develop a center of influence inside each niche. And technically, that would be an appointment with that center of influence in that niche. But if you don't have that set up, then just let it pop up and spend 20 minutes on it. But it pops up just like out of a toaster. Just think about it. Pop, up it comes. There's the folder. You got to think about that niche. Okay? So it's a scheduled appointment just like it was a client.
Okay.
Remember, you're getting a lot more done than most people, so don't beat yourselves up.
That's in our nature.
No, I mean guilt is debilitating. It's like fear. Guilt debilitates us just like fear does. Fear limits us and keeps us from achieving everything we can do, and guilt just makes us feel bad about ourselves and doesn't do a thing to move us forward. So forget about the guilt. You don't have any guilt. You're doing the best you can every day. Okay? We're doing great. It's like getting upset when you play golf and you miss a shot. Forget about it. You know, don't worry about it. You can't. You do the best you can, and you enjoy yourself. So, because you're not gonna enjoy yourself. See, when you're feeling guilty and you're upset, you're just not gonna feel good about yourself. You're gonna feel like I'm not winning in any area. You know, I'm not winning at home. I'm not winning at school, I'm not winning at work, I'm not winning here, I'm not winning there. So then you start to get depressed, and that's not good. Okay? So
okay.
You got to say, you got to let it go, you know, let it go. You know, we have something that we used to do with Larry Wilson, which was take both hands up, put them in front of your face, and then just make both hands go back, just like you're throwing a ball over your shoulder, right? And that's you letting go all the guilt, all the worries, all the problems. Goodbye. Okay, now focus.
Okay.
Okay, and really try and not fake being happy, but just don't feel guilty, and that will make you happier. Because
right.
You can't do everything. You can't be in 2 places at once. So when you're in 1 place, be there. Okay, when you're at school helping your son, be there at school helping your son. Don't worry about work. When you're at work, you can't worry about your son at school. You
yeah.
just have to worry about work. So you deal with what you are dealing with at the time you're on it. It's very hard to do. We call that blocking. Okay,
yeah.
Think of a submarine, and you're in the sub, and 1 compartment is filling up with water. You close it off, seal it up, and the submarine is successful. We don't sink. okay? And that's what you have to do with problems. You have to seal them up and then go and unseal them and work on them. And then seal them up and go work on whatever else.
Right.
So you can't let your other problems infect the whole submarine or the submarine sinks.
Right.
Okay. And I got pretty good at that. And it, you know, as a Navy pilot, you have to think in terms of I've got to be able to handle this plane if something happens and I can't panic. If I do, everybody dies.
Yeah.
So you're always taking action. So the one thing that they teach you in a disaster is to always be moving forward. Always be taking some action. Don't freeze. So as long as you're moving forward, you're doing great. Okay?
Okay.
So you just keep moving forward, moving forward. Don't worry about what you can't do anything about.
Control. Yeah.
You can't, yeah. You want to be in control, and you can't be in control. Okay? You got to give it up to the universe, give it up to God, give it up to somebody. But you can't be in control of everything. You just do the best you can. And when you're engaged with your son, be fully engaged. When you're at work, be fully engaged. You can't be in two places at once. Your brain doesn't work that way.
No, then it freezes. It does freeze, you know, when you're...
You freeze up. You get anxious. Fear makes you freeze.
Yeah.
And that's why people die in planes, airplanes. They burn up in the plane. They never get out. And they die in these ferries. They've studied them. People just froze on those ferries and those ships. And the ship goes down, and they go down with it. They just can't get themselves off the wall.
Right.
And get in the lifeboat. You got to get off the wall and in the lifeboat and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's practice. And you, by the way, you get stronger. The more you have crises in your life, the more responsibility you have, the better you do.
Yeah.
So these are tests of you. And it's good because you come out better and stronger on the other end. And then when people have problems, you can actually help them because you've been through it. And you have accurate empathy.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's the challenges and crisis and stress are all very healthy things. And they help you. They help you to grow up.
I agree.
But it's not easy. Not when you're going through it.
Right.
My wife used to say, you know, problems and stress, they create character. And I'd say, I've got all the character I need. Okay? I got plenty. Thank you very much. And laughter is good. So make sure if you're taking a time to watch anything, make sure it's a comedy, okay? Because you too need some laughter in your life right now.
Yeah.
It's a stressful time. And the worst, and the last thing you want is to worry about me, okay? So don't worry about me. I'm fine. And I love you guys, and you're doing great, and you'll do fine. So don't feel guilty about Supernova, okay?
Okay.
Just one thing at a time. So stick with the priorities that I just suggested. Put the center of influence and the niches into your scheduler, and make those things come up. Meet with each other and support each other, and do the best you can. That's all. That's all you can do. Just one step forward. As you said, one bite of the elephant at a time.
Yeah, one bite at a time. If not, you can't eat it in one.
Right.
In one gulp. You know, it takes one moment at a time. Yeah.
And if you haven't read Larry Wilson's book, Playing to Win, it's a really healthy book to read.
I have it at home.
Yeah. I know you have no time, but
yeah. Well,
if you need something,
we're moving back to our home. We get the results from the mold, which I'm certain they're going to be negative. So we'll be moving back in the next day or two. Everything
thank God.
Boxes and stuff. Yeah, but yeah, we'll be back at home, and I'm going to block out a day, like over the weekend, to just relax, and I'll probably tackle playing to read or something, read some good
yeah,
books.
Yeah, yeah. His book is very helpful in terms of understanding life and how to frame things, how to frame challenges. And, you know, he was a great mentor of mine, and he worked with a psychiatrist who was the head of the psychiatry department at Howard University, Maxie Maltzby. And he has some brilliant ways of handling problems. So it was very helpful for me and my life and my kids and handling my family and work and everything else. So I think it the timing would be pretty good for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Remember things, people, it's very interesting what people show up at different times of our lives. You know.
I know that in life there's no coincidences. That I know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting that different, you know, I was, I got on the board of Marquette Manor, and not more than a year later, my mother needed a place to, a retirement community.
Oh,
and
okay.
There I was, the most highly qualified person in the world to help her. And my, you know, so it was great. You know, so it like you said, there seems to be no coincidences in life, because, you know, here I was all prepared to take care of her, and she needed it. So those things are very helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing that you guys can do during a crisis like this is to remember our enthusiastically endorsed list?
Yes.
I'm finding people are using that very effectively, to particularly with widows and people that are new to widows, divorcees, people that are new, or people moving into the community, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People that need introductions.
Right.
And here's the most challenging thing you have, okay? When you put this list together, they can be the most enthusiastically endorsed people in the community, right? And everybody loves them. The question is, the most important question you can ask is, can this person be trusted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the most important question that that a person would ask about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust, think about it, right? When you hire a builder, can the builder be trusted, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the, yeah, you take your car in.
Yeah.
Can he be trusted to do the right thing and not charge me for a brake job that I don't need?
Right.
Right? And when you take your jewelry in to get it appraised, can they be trusted to not switch your diamond for a less valuable diamond and then appraise it at a lower rate? I mean,
yeah,
think about it.
It does happen.
You don't know. Right. That happens.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, you know, how valuable would a list be of people that were truly trusted?
Oh, that would be worth a lot.
Gold.
Yes.
It'd be gold,
more than
right?
Gold. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And a teacher that you can, think about it, if you put down a teacher, right, for the seventh grade and said, this woman can be trusted with your children. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing, right? Or a babysitter,
right.
That this person can be trusted, or a doctor, or anybody. It just takes it to another level, all right? And so you really need to do your homework on those people on this list.
Right.
And when you endorse them with that kind of statement, it really has value.
Yeah.
So that's a question you can ask everybody, right? Who do you take your car to? Can they be trusted? Can you enthusiastically endorse them, and can they be trusted? Who's your CPA? Can you enthusiastically endorse them, and can he be trusted? It's really kind of interesting, right? It takes it to a whole other level. It's a different conversation. Anyway, for a widow, think about it, right? She's all of a sudden he's gone, and she doesn't know the FA very well, and can he be trusted? And so she comes to you and asks, you know, can this guy be trusted? Can I put my faith in him because I know nothing? And so if you could give her a list of all the people in the community that she can get really feel comfortable with and can be trusted, it's very powerful. And think about the people that are on that list, knowing that you're saying that about them. They really would jeopardize everything if they screwed somebody. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
So you can, not that I want to put in something else on your list of things to do.
No.
But I would put that up towards the top. Okay?
Okay.
So basically do an enthusiastically endorsed list for ourselves. Like who would we recommend as a
right.
mechanic? You know, a CPA, things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I have a chiropractor who I see that I've recommended to clients, and they
yeah.
rave about him. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, everything is important. People say, well, why would you put your gardener down? Because I can trust him. He's not going to screw me. He's not going to plant the wrong plant or do a shabby job with it. Or, I mean, that's valuable, right? we were talking about, you know, doing construction. And can you really trust the person that's going to be your builder? I had a guy, you know, a guy is leaving the island because he's so mad about the builder that was going to build his house. He just has lost, I don't know why he's really leaving, but, I mean, he moved from a perfectly good house to another house that was nicer, and he hired a guy from off island. He didn't hire one of the regular trusted guys, and the guy screwed him. And he lost a lot of money, had to hire a whole new team to do it. And, you know, he's just sick of it. And so what's that worth? He saved a few bucks in the beginning, right? Instead hiring one of the guys that, like a guy I hired who I've recommended who has never screwed anybody. He's expensive, but he's never screwed anybody. And the work is always good. And then you guess what? You get to live with that work forever, you know, or at least for a long time.
Right.
Right? And so that's what, you know, a concierge physician or a great doctor, somebody that really knows you and will take time and you've seen their bedside manner and all, that's so valuable.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's an Angie's List, but better. You know, it's an Angie's List for professionals in the community that can be, are enthusiastically endorsed and more importantly can be trusted.
Right.
So to me, I mean, even in a restaurant, right? You've gone and you've inspected the restaurant. It's clean. They do things well. They have good food. They have fair prices. I can trust them.
Right.
That's amazing, right?
Roxana has one of those.
Actually, I have one of those, and I called when was it? The day I took him in for blood work was no, the Monday that we went to the rheumatologist. I called. And she answered the phone, Rick, and she said, "Hey, Roxana, it's Ray Allen's wife, the basketball player, opened up a,"
yeah.
and they're not clients. They opened up a, like a healthy fast food location here in Miami. And
oh, cool.
They're very, you know, because we don't eat gluten or dairy, and they
mm-hmm.
cater to our needs, and they are just amazing.
Wonderful.
So yes, I do have one of those.
So that's what you put on. Okay, so this is what you put on your LinkedIn page, okay? Think about it.
Unfortunately, we can't endorse anyone on our LinkedIn page.
Oh, that's right. You can't, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they
can't.
Don't allow us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't even
so
accept endorsements.
Right, but you can privately, right?
Yes, we can.
Away from LinkedIn.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, right. Okay, well, have some fun with that. That's a good distraction. It's not a painful thing. You know, it's not just hard work. That you can sit down and do together and come up with a really sweet list. I think that'd be amazing. And I need, you know, you're my field team, so I need some field testing on this. So try it out and then share it with some people and say, what do you think? You know, I'd love for you to add somebody to our list that you really endorse. And then sort of make it a community-endorsed list. It'd be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. And see what people think of it. And they'd say, oh, my God, that's so valuable. Then I thought...
I really have a conversation every meeting with clients, just mention it.
Yeah, and just add one more, you know, just... And then think about in the future, how about having a holiday party of the enthusiastically endorsed and trusted providers, right?
Oh, that would be a great. Actually, Nicholas had recommended to do something for Charlie, but this would be better. Yep.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing.
They meet each other, and then they encourage and share and introduce each other to other people. I mean, it'd be just the most massively fabulous networking meeting you've ever been to.
Yes.
And all those people, by the way, would introduce and network, would introduce you, right?
Right.
You're right.
So you think, I'm doing them a favor. No, no, they're actually going to end up doing you a favor. Yeah, I think that's a fun idea. Okay, we'll let you go. You got a lot of things on your plate, and we'll talk in a month. So you've got your homework. Do that enthusiastically. Endorse things. Set your priorities. Go, and then just work off the priorities. Don't get distracted by the less important things. Just focus on the most important. Okay? No guilty, no gear, no guilt, and no fear. Okay?
Okay. All right. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah,
Merry
Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.